Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Steve Pinard is here, the boss, and Rick and I have some fun, and we have a great group of people. The line is literally out the door with people taking advantage of these great specials here at Dana Landing. And breaking news. Here's some breaking news from Steve Pinard. Because of the popular, by popular demand, the sale has been extended. To what, Steve?
5 p.m.
Because we're going to cut it off at 1 o'clock. Now you're extending it till 5 p.m. just to give people the vendors are only going to be here till 1, right?
Correct. But you'll be able to come in and get all the specials. I mean, it's motivated by that line we're looking
at. There's a line. Right? Yeah. We're going to post it to our Instagram in a little bit. There's a line literally out the door right now.
On both sides.
On both sides. There's registers at each end. They're out the door on each side.
On both sides.
This is awesome.
So so if you want to take advantage of the great deals, wall supplies last, I'm sure.
But yes, but keep in mind, like the Gamakatsu get the extra, like all the extras from the manufacturers done. You know, hard 1 o'clock. So I would strongly suggest getting down there.
Yeah.
If you can't make it, I remember some guys calling earlier in the week and they wanted to come in later. You're going to be able to do that till 5 o'clock.
Till 5 o'clock. Okay,
that's awesome.
That's
good
nice.
For you guys,
good,
man. That's
good.
Cool.
So, but yeah, take advantage of all the great deals.
But the buy two, one, get one free on the lures, the buy one, get one free on flat falls, the buy two, get one free on hooks, like all of that, anything that's not additionally manufacturer supported, that's now going to be available till 5 o'clock tonight.
You know, one I missed was buy one get one free on Nomad Slipstream flyers.
Oh,
buy one get one
free. Yep.
Buy one get one, and might add too the Gamakatsu buy two get one free on the Gamakatsu hooks. That goes till 5, but the deal with the free box ends at 1.
Which is a no-brainer to get down there at 1 o'clock and sold for a bag of hooks.
Like a $15 box.
Yeah.
$19.95.
How much?
$19.95.
Oh, okay, $20.
Yeah.
Right.
Making money.
$20. Yeah, you literally are. Hey, Jeff from OTC is here. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Great to see you.
Yeah.
And you're giving away stuff today, too, right?
Yeah, you buy two OCTs, you get one for free.
Wow.
Or you buy two of the line labels and you get one free, one pack free for that.
Awesome.
I love those line labels.
And then if you purchase something or sign up with CCA, I'll replace three hooks, rings and hooks, on three of your own jigs, old jigs, for free.
What?
I got the torch here and the welder, and I can braze them right up here.
So if you join CCA or renew your membership or
make a purchase,
and show your receipt,
I'll replace up to three jigs for free, the rings and hooks.
Of any brand.
Any brand. Yeah, doesn't matter.
You have to bring your own hook, right?
No. I'll give the hook.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hook. Really?
Yes, hooks
the
and
ring,
rings.
The hook, the whole thing.
Yep.
So if you've got your favorite old OCT, an old 45, and an old Sala 7X, you can bring them down here and make a purchase or join CCA or renew CCA. You're going to put new hooks on those.
I'll put new rings and hooks on
that's
it right
so
now.
What a deal.
That's cool, Jeff.
What a
nice
deal.
Job.
No
All right.
problem.
And your booth, you're right over there on the corner?
Right around the corner, right next to Accurate and right behind Shimano.
Are you going to hang out with Benny all day?
I know.
Yeah.
That's why.
I got Shimano on the other side. I'm confused, you know.
Yeah, wow.
That's
all
awesome.
Right, Jeff. Well,
no
keep
problem.
Up the great. And he's donating an OTC jig here as a third.
OCT. Huh?
OCT jig as a third prize in our Stand Up the Mic draw.
You got it.
So
not
thank
a problem.
You
I'll bring it right over.
All right.
All
appreciate
right?
that very much,
thanks,
Jeff.
Guys.
All right.
Appreciate
hey, let's find out what's biting out there right
you got
now.
It, man.
Ricky.
Yeah, it's time for that FishDope.com report. Hey, want to remind you, Summit Gasoline want you to know that have you slept with Martha? How about Mike? their pillows, that is. Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena now sells My Pillow for $29.95 and Martha's Pillow for only $14.95, along with the low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or trailer boat. That's the Summit Bistro, now featuring fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, and salads, all at a great price, along with great specials like fishermen's hoodies for only $19.95. Summit Gasoline has become one of the largest sellers of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California and can produce close to... Check this out. They can produce close to 8,000 pounds of ice daily, including your free bag of ice with a fill-up or your bait purchase, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's the lowest gas price and free ice. It's an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer, too. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And great deal on pillows, too.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. You heard it here.
For sure. And sleep with Martha's pillow.
Yeah. Well, let's
Martha's
find,
cute, too.
Let's find out what's going on with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Steve, and the plethora of guests you've got standing around there.
Mackerel.
Yeah, it sounds like a great show. Man, it's really nice. The weather God smiled on you down there. Man, these last couple days, I don't know about down there, but we had some heavy showers floating around. I'm really glad that system's out of here and the sun is shining. So out there on the water, guys, definitely some unsettled conditions around. No shortage of fish. They're definitely around, but getting a bite this past week here has been a little challenging in several different areas. So starting up north, mostly Santa Rosa Island and Santa Cruz Island, there's plenty of sea bass, but it hasn't been that steady bait grounds fishing that we like to see. And surprisingly here this week, some of the best catches are for the private boat guys poking around up shallow and fishing light colored plastic. Those sea bass, for whatever reason, seem to be kind of liking that plastic as opposed to a live squid, so go figure. Nothing exciting out there at Nick this week. Weather mostly is the issue there. At Santa Barbara Island, kind of tough conditions this week, but still some great opportunity for the more savvy guys that focus has been on the sea bass, more in the dark and more around the back. But there's also been some tanker grade yellows being caught, not being talked about much, private boat stuff. But, man, there's been some big ones. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little breezy out there this afternoon. At Catalina, squid fishing there has been okay. Definitely going to be tougher with this full moon condition we got right now and the clear skies. Right at sundown and right before daylight is your best shot during the full moon phase we got going on here. And then fishing at the island, definitely a little subpar for this time of year. You know, the stuff's around. It hasn't been biting. And probably the biggest news is the bonita fishing on the east end there, for whatever that's worth. At San Clemente Island, a little uptick in the yellowtail fishing this week. Not like it should be, but definitely some bait in the cove, a little bit of bait in the cove, and there's been some really good grade yellows on it. And without a doubt, the most noteworthy action this week has been the halibut fishing at all the islands. I mean, I don't know what's going on. The halibut past few years, you know, was just, not so much. This year, they have just made a tremendous comeback, or they decided to pull up shallow where you can get at them, one or the other. And, but they're biting mostly up on the shallow beaches and a lot of really nice, great fish, 15 to 25 pounds. You know, there's, of course, there's some shorts in there, but a lower percentage of that and a high percentage of that good, great fish, man, that's just awesome to see them. And out there on the tuna grounds, well, the bluefin are definitely being bluefin. They are living up to their name and fine form here this past few days. But decent yellowtail fishing on the kelps there. A little more yellows pushing up. And, you know, the guys that were out to the outside, I think, are kind of moving in a little bit. I think the weather might going to be an issue. And that tuna, you know, it's around. It's just tough to get the bite. And but that yellow on the kelp has been biting okay. So that's this week's report. And looks like we might have a little bit of a breezy week, so we'll see what develops here for next week. But looks like
awesome,
it's time to go shopping, guys.
Oh, yeah, and at fishdope.com, you know, Danny and the boys, you know, that bluefin's around. The guys are saying they're seeing a lot of it. But it's just not biting. It's being bluefin, right? But you know
it,
that's
going
to happen.
It does that.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is. And for whatever, flip the switch and got them to be in that slowdown mode. Somebody will flip another switch, and it's going to be game on. So get your gear and get ready, guys.
a lot of big ones, too.
We're going to come off this little moon phase that's going on, and we are going to see some tremendous fishing.
Now,
doesn't mean that they don't bite on the moon or anything. It needs some little kick in the butt to get things rolling, and I think that's exactly what it's going to be. We got nice weather coming forward. We're coming off of that real moon, that real bright. You're going to see some very good fishing this week. I'm highly confident of it.
Next weekend looks really, really
good. You're not lying, buddy.
For sure.
You're not lying.
Hey, and fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lower space, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 card. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got a question for Ricky. Have you guys practiced and compared the FG knot to the PR knot?
Phew.
Oh, boy.
You're getting technical.
Yeah.
I know.
So a PR knot, you can correct me if I'm wrong, needs to be tied with a bobbin. So it's like a bench for me. That's like a bench knot. You know, if you're sitting at your work at your workplace in the garage, and an FG knot can be tied without it. With that said, I'm just not a huge fan of either of them, and I realize that I'm in the minority of these two. Those are Spectra connections that are extremely skinny. They basically are, compress on the line. The line's not folded like it is with an RP knot. So they make the skinniest transition through the guides. And tied correctly, I mean, fantastic. You cannot argue that the FG knot is not amongst, if not the best, Spectra connections out there. My problem with it is a very easy knot to tie incorrectly because it's a large series of basically, like a weave under and over and under and over. And it's not difficult for a guy to get that out of, out of whack. And so for that, I'm still an RP knot guy. Yeah. I realize that it's a little bit bigger, but only by a teeny amount, but it can be tied in 30 seconds with your eyes closed in the dark and tied right. It just doesn't fail. So for me, I'm still that, but I'm with you, Mark. That would be a fun one for some testing with a guy sitting on a bench and a line machine. And challenge accepted. Yeah. We'll report back.
Well,
what do
I
think, Mark?
I'm new to both of them, actually. I've tied that RP knot successfully for years and figured out how to do it, and just it works great. But those other ones being smaller. And just, I like goofing around with that stuff. So I've been practicing the FG knot. That one's a little challenging. Just got the bobbin for the PR knot. So I'll be spinning up those wraps around the leader there. And, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. The guys that know how to do it and that can do it, absolutely swear by them in terms of both longevity and strength. So, I don't know. Fun goofing around with that stuff while these bluefin are being bluefin.
That's it.
There you go.
Mark, great to have you, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, Mark, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth, that guy on the radio over there, Scott Sherman, are you around? Is he around?
Sherman's getting a Corey seminar
now of
some swim baits.
Oh, there he is, right there.
What's up, Scott?
Scott Sherman.
Just picking Corey's brain on some of his product over there.
That's a good brain to pick.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. The guy knows how to fish. Had a quick question on the spreader bar and how to effectively and properly use the thing. We've done the Mad Max thing, and we've got that pretty dialed in, but haven't had nearly as much luck on the spreader bar, and was just wondering do's and don'ts when it comes to fishing those. And does color matter?
Well, one thing I'll say is a shop that has adopted that style of fishing before anybody else was Dana Landing. I know Dana's had spreader bars and strip teasers and all of that type of stuff before anybody that I know. And that is over these last couple of years, that has become a tremendously effective way to catch big ones. And I know a lot of Steve's guys have been doing that for a lot of years, almost probably bummed that things caught on so well over the last couple of years, because it was a good little niche thing that a lot of guys caught a lot of fish with. And I'm sure the other guys can weigh in also, but for me, spreader bars, the at least the ones that seem to be used with the most success over the years were the ones that incorporated the birds, you know, some sort of bird bar. And there was a lot of different great manufacturers that made them. But the birds literally just higher commotion, bigger presence in the water. The other thing is having a bar that the birds can help float the bar make a big difference. You troll them a pretty tremendous way behind the boat, you know, like a lot of the successful bluefin techniques. And one of the downsides is if, you know, say you're trolling two of them and you hook a fish on one, if the other bar sinks out, it's a lot of drag behind the boat. So trying to wind a big spreader bar full of, you know, 9-inch or 11-inch squids that sinks out and is now in the current is a tremendous pain in the butt. So if you have one of those bird bars that has a nice big, you know, wooden bird float in the center where it keeps it on the surface, it's a whole lot easier for you. But far distance behind the boat, and the higher the angle that you can put the thing in the water, the better. So if you happen to be on a boat with a fly bridge, putting it in a rod holder from the bridge. If you're in a, you know, boat like ours and you have a rod bar up ahead that is, again, able to take that kind of stress because you're putting a lot of pressure and a lot of torque on that thing, but it will fish better. If you're using a Winthrop butt, have it in the higher position instead of the lower. Like, however you can get that rod tip elevated, it's just going to decrease the angle getting into the water and keep that bar up and skirting along the surface better.
No doubt. You know what? They are a pain in the butt when you got to get inside the boat. It's not just a jig and roll up to the tip and call it a day. It is a pain, but I will tell you, like Maddie on the Limitless, you know, I'm not trolling. I'll never troll one of those. Well, we gave him one. Guess what? He trolls all the time.
He does.
It's just flat effective.
It's super effective.
It is. Cover a lot of ground. It's a lot easier in the Mad Mac at, you know, 12 knots.
Yeah,
so.
And speed, is it similar to Mad Mac?
No.
Slower, traditional, you know, 7.5, 8, or a little higher?
Yeah, I mean, all the above. I mean, the beauty of a spreader bar is you can still troll it fast, but no, you don't have to be going 13 knots, which is, you know, our boats just, they're
the most fuel efficient.
The best thing that ever happened if you own a fuel dock, but other than that, they're not the greatest thing in the world. And the other thing, too, is, man, I mean, those fish don't like having all that gear in their face when you catch them, and they flat out come in.
Yeah.
They come in easy. I mean, they just do. You know, I mean, a 100-pounder, it squirts a bunch of line off the reel, but when you got that thing locked up and you're starting to pull on it, they just come in easier. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of drag that fish has to now fight when he's swimming away from you and he's towing the bar and all the squids and everything behind it. And yeah, it's a great tool, no doubt.
Hey, speaking of Matt Barlow, Captain Matt Barlow and his compadre, Captain Ryan Block, they will be on Let's Talk Hookup 1 week from tomorrow.
Hey, cool.
Mother's Day, 1 week from tomorrow. So Matt's a super knowledgeable guy, runs the Limitless right out, beautiful 44 Pacifica right here. Runs it out of Dana Landing here in Mission Bay.
It's our backdrop for the live broadcast here.
Matty will be here and talking about Limitless fishing, and we can quiz him about
it. Ask him how that works.
Yeah. But
I just know one thing, that is that Johnny and Steve have been in the spreader bar game longer than anybody that I know in SoCal. So, I mean, it's a great resource for information, too.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I just wanted to say thanks to Steve and them for, you know, we've got the Bottom Fishing Tournament coming up next weekend to raise
charity. Is it next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend.
Next Saturday, right? Yeah.
And it raises money for Elder Help, which is a good charity. Right. And Steve stepped up and helped donate a bunch of things over for raffle items and that, so we could raise more money for that.
And so people can still get into it, too, right?
Yeah, you can come down to the Yacht Club on the morning of and sign up right there.
Sign up right there. Yeah. What time do you have to come down?
5:30 is when we start. Okay. Everybody gathers up the boats at 6:30, and then everybody takes off from out in front of us.
Sweet.
And it's kind of funny. They act like it's a bass tournament. You know, everybody's gunning it to get to their favorite rock cod spot.
It's
a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause. And then we have the big fish taco dinner with everything we caught afterwards.
That day, right after.
That's a cool event.
Yeah.
That's
a fun event. So if you want to join in, you can either go to what's the website?
SouthwesternYC.org.
Yep.
Or
just show up at 5:30 a.m.
With
your boat, right?
With your boat, you can tie up to the courtesy dock there. Come up and get your breakfast burrito, sign in, and be back on the water and ready to participate.
Sweet.
And help a good cause.
Fun deal. All right, Sherm. Yep. Good luck on that.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for your info very much. Okay, Marcos from Seaport, that guy on the radio, is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
What do you say, Marcos?
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
We're right across the street from you here. We're
maybe I'll come over and visit you guys.
Come on down. Get a breakfast sandwich.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, well, we already had our breakfast here, so maybe I'll just come by and say hi. But fishing wise, a little tougher week this week. Well, I shouldn't say it was a tough week, but the bluefin fishing itself definitely took a little bit of a downturn the last few days. Found that very good yellowtail fishing on those trips on the full days, the day and a half, the 2 days. Still seeing some bluefin in there, not as much. And yesterday, San Diego had one yellowtail and 110 bonito. So a little unusual count for them, but from what I heard, those were trophy-sized bonitos. So take from that what you will, but it sounds like it was, you know, not necessarily what everyone's looking for, but it sounds like it might have been some fun fishing there. And they're back out on the water today. We got a few full-day trips out there looking around. Hopefully they get back on that. We got some day-and-a-halfs out there. The Aztec is on 2 day. Supreme's left on 3 day yesterday. So we got all kinds of boats out on the water there, hopefully to get us back to those bluefin. Beyond that, like I said, still some good fishing. I mean, if we're complaining about yellowtail, then, you know we're a little spoiled there. So
exactly.
So still very good. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our trips up there. We got those half days fishing rockfish. We got the full days fishing bonito, yellowtail, and bluefin. We got those overnight trips. Lots of options this upcoming week. We've got 2 days, day and a half, the Pacifica, the Aztec, the Tribute, Pacific Voyager running 2.5 days. So lots of trips up there. And just something to point out to you guys, if you're looking at the website, a good chunk of those two-day trips are actually leaving in the morning. So you may see a 9 o'clock departure. Just double-check before you come down here, you know, 8 p.m. instead of 8 a.m. And a lot of the boats have been doing that, leaving early morning, going out there, fishing that day, fishing next day, and then coming back early the following day. So definitely keep an eye on that. Seaforthlanding.com. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you guys out, get you out on a trip there. And good, I mean, if the downturn in fishing is good yellowtail and bonito fishing, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, we'll take that all day. Marcos, a great report. Appreciate that always. Good call on checking departure times, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap it up today. That catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
Hey, if you want to step up to the mic and ask a question, have a chance to win a rinse off or a Anza knife or an OTC jig. There's the guys right there, Gary and Arnie. We'll take your questions and step right up. It's very easy, and come on down. Ron Lane is here from Fast, right next door to us. You're participating big time in this sale, right?
Oh, this has been incredible.
Yeah,
we've got some really neat things on this show. Derek from Yak Attack is here. And he brought in a new product this week. It's just been introduced, and we've already sold a gob of them. They're 20% off. Derek, can you explain a little bit about that new set of wheels that Yak Attack has just come out?
Yeah, so we launched a kayak cart, which is a new category for Yak Attack. And basically we came into it with the idea that we wanted to have one cart that was, you know, applicable to all the big kayaks, you know, Hobies and Old Towns, things like that.
Well,
so
I think that's important because in the kayak world, heavier, bigger boats is really trending. And when you get back to the dock with all your gear in your boat,
yeah,
you just want to be able to
lift and go, right?
It's got.
I saw the Instagram post. It's like it's so easy.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
and it's easy for anybody.
Yeah.
So a lot of times guys will come up to the launch ramp. And they've got all this gear in there, you know, 6 or 8 rods and boxes, like the black box.
Boxes, batteries, you know.
And you got to tilt your kayak way over on the side, dump all your stuff out to get the wheels in it when you plug them in. Well, Yak Attack came up with that brilliant idea. And how did that come about? Is that the way?
You know, it took about 18 months of really just designing, you know, the idea and the concept of it and going back to the drawing board. And, you know, eventually the design team landed on that and, you know, it came together.
On our Instagram page, Fastlane Kayaking, we put a little post of it. And right away, Derwin, who's down here, you know, our team guy, Derwin, he came out and said, I got to have one of those. And he's already bought one.
Bought one. So, yeah. Awesome. Wait a minute. So, Yak Attack you loaned me a Hobie Lynx a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
And you. Is that the box that you put on the back of that?
That thing is...
That is, like, the coolest box.
Yeah.
And so, the most universal, easy-to-use box.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And that, those box, and you sell those boxes, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, they're all on sale right now.
Sits on the back
today.
Of your kayak. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's the sale, Ron?
It's 20% off, which
Whoa.
Never happens.
Yeah, you don't...
Well, it's so hard for us to get them. I mean, his boss, Joe Butler... sent those wheels out so they'd be here for the show so that
nice.
We could do this today.
Are the wheels on sale?
The wheels are on sale. And
20% off?
And
the boxes, too? If you don't have one of those boxes on your kayak, man, get rid of your old
you gotta
one.
Have
put
it.
This one.
Well,
this one
and Fastlane, you know, they sold out of their first shipment in a couple of days after posting that video, so we had to get some, you know, get some new ones out. And even the black packs, the crates, you know, they're moving and...
Oh,
you see them all over.
We've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Yak Attack has attacked the store and taken over.
Yak Attack's attacking.
There's a lot of orange in there, a lot of orange on the wall.
That's cool, man.
It's good to
see. So one other thing that just came up this week was Mirage Drives are always a hit. The latest, greatest Mirage Drive is that 180 with the kick-up fins with turbo fins on it.
Yeah.
We got 15 of them that have been remodeled, and instead of being... $1,118. That's $1,118. They're only $679.
What?
I've got 15 of them.
Oh, come on.
I've only got 15 of them. It's a special buy. They're
so
refurbished.
So they're just refurbished.
That's right.
So they're like new, though. Were they refurbished by Hobie?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a bunch that they refurbished, maybe used once or twice, and I've got them all, and they're ready to go. So first come, first serve on, you know, on that sale. I mean, we've only got 15. I think I saw Chris Minnick in the crowd. You know he went.
He's going to buy like four.
He bought two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to get a set of wheels for Ben's kayak because I don't know if you ever notice when Ron shows you something, he's just like, oh, yeah, and you zip the wheels in here and you're dragging along. And he does it, and then I get there, just like you were telling, the stuff's all over the beach.
Right.
I look like a moron.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God, those wheels, are they look magic. And
that's cool.
I will be transporting with
them. Is that true, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe it. Ben's grown another foot, and he's next door. Every time I turn around, he's taller.
Yeah. No, that's cool. And they have 20% off on all Salty Crew apparel, too.
The Salty Crew stuff's flying out the door. And
Jeez.
That's 20% off on the sail rack, too.
That's awesome.
So it's 40% off.
No, it's even more than that.
Holy mackerel.
And the girls are out front, and it's all on display, and it's all going to blow
it
out today.
I love it.
So and specials on Hobie Kayaks, too?
Specials on Hobie Kayaks. Now, we can't talk
about
that.
You can't say that. I can say that.
You can say
that. Yeah, but... It's specials on kayaks, and you happen to sell Kobies.
So if you're going to be buying a kayak anytime soon, today would be the day.
Okay.
We're open until 5:30. You should call down here, tell them you're coming, what you want.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a good day.
All right.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
That's right.
And by the way, thank you guys for coming down to do the radio show here. Thank you, Steve. This
thank
is a lot
Ron.
Of work for your crew, and I just
thanks to Bill Lippis, our master engineer, for coming down. We sure appreciate his efforts, for sure. Yeah. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks for
Ron.
Selling
good
so
job.
Much fun.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're live at the summer kickoff sale here at Dana Landing, right in Mission Bay at the Launch Ramp across from SeaWorld. You stay tuned. It's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Spruit West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. We're live at Dana Landing for the summer kickoff sale again. If you want to call in with your questions, 213-432-1090. If you got texts, send those to the Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of great texts rolling through.
Yeah.
But more importantly, today is just so about the summer kickoff sale. Come down. Come down here and join us and step up to that microphone, giving away some killer prizes if you didn't catch it at the beginning of the show. Now three prizes for our step up microphone questions today, including that great rinse-off kit like we talked about earlier, whether it's for you or for your boat or, you know, hosing off after a surf or a snorkel.
Yeah, that rinse-off, the rinse-off thing is amazing.
That's an awesome, awesome prize.
And he's selling them for half price today.
He's got a customer in me.
Yeah.
We're also doing a handmade...
If there's any left.
Yeah, exactly. We're also doing a handmade Anza knife, a beautiful knife from our friends at Anza, and an OCT jig from our buddy Jeff. So, yeah, a couple of great prizes today for all of our stand-up mic participants.
I might also add that H&H Marine is here with a great display of boats, right, Steve?
Yeah, they have a couple boats out.
Yeah, a couple out on front.
Jeff and
his
team.
Guys.
Yeah, they're all out
all
there.
Here, so yeah,
check them out.
Looking for a new boat? Go or looking for service? Talk to them about service in your boat and stuff like that. H&H Marine.
There are.
They're here. And Ed from San Diego too is here. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Morning, fellas. I inherited a bunch of poles and reels. I have no idea what the strength of the line, mostly mono, on the reels is. How can I find that out? Because I don't have the strength or the equipment to do that.
Replace it, probably.
Yeah.
First thing you want to do is replace it. That's the first thing I thought, too. Yeah.
Just replace it.
Yeah, start from scratch. You know, mono's got a shelf life, and it, you know, gets memory when it's been sitting on the reel a long time. And if you inherited it so you didn't know what the life is, the cheapest and best thing you can do for it is to just swap it out.
Okay.
Start the timer over at zero. Get some of those line labels that Jeff was talking about. So now you can label up each reel on the side plate so you know what you got going forward. I think that's the best move, man. Start the clock over.
Good, thanks.
No question about it. Hey, good morning, guys. This comes from Ben in San Diego. Good morning, guys. I'm headed over to the sale. What time does the Shimano Slow Pitch Seminar start? So let's talk again about the seminars.
Well, we can talk to Ben.
Wait. Go on. Grab a chair there.
But first seminar starts at 9:30. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. With Afrin from Morvay talking kayak fishing.
Yep.
And then our buddy Corey Sandin, who's selling them to Doc right now. Look at that.
Yep.
From MC Swimbait's going to be doing a seminar on, of course, fishing calicos and all the things he loves to fish, halibut. He's got some inside tips on halibut. And then right after that is this gentleman here who flew all the way out from Florida, Benny Ortiz. Good morning, Ben.
How are you? The Sunshine State has arrived.
Yes.
I was told it was going to be a dry heat out here, but apparently it's 50 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's been a wet cold.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about your seminar. You're going to be kicking off right after Corey.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about all things slow pitch. So what I'm going to do is really break down the fundamentals of it, right? Because a lot of folks, when they first start out or they see it online, they don't really have a good idea of the fundamentals. So I like to tell everybody, you know, the whys behind everything, why the rod looks funny, why you're using such light line. Because, you know, out here a lot of folks use really heavy line. They're fishing for, you know, a lot of bluefin. But now that you guys have an open bottom all the way past 3350 out to unlimited now, it's going to open up an entire new world for the fishing out here, you know, and the slow pitch is, I think, really going to kill for that.
So give us the lowdown on the outfit. So from rod, reel, line, the whole thing. What are you using?
So I work with Shimano, so I'm using primarily Osha Jigger reels. There's the 2,000 size and the 4,000 size. So up to about like 400 feet of water, which, you know, for us East Coast Florida guys, you know, we fish out to 1,200, 1,300 feet on the bottom for, you know, golden tiles, things like that. But I'll go up to about 400 feet with a 2,000. I'll go anything deeper than that. I'll use the 4,000. But most of my line is either 30-pound line, 20-pound line.
So you're using like a Power Pro?
Yeah, I use Power Pro 20-pound, Power Pro 30-pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you using Max Quattro or just regular?
Both. Yeah,
both.
I use both. It depends on the situation. What I like with the Max Quattro is it gives you about 25% thinner diameter on that line, so you can use a higher pound test and really pack on the same amount of braid. But, you know, in my 4,000 size reels, I get about 1,350 of 20 pound on there, which is a hell of a lot of line. And then you've got, you know, the 2,000 size, you know, you get 500 yards of 30 or 600 yards of 20 on there.
Wow.
And you're using that real skinny line because it sinks so well and there's less drag on it.
Right.
You're not trying to catch a 200-pound bluefin. You're trying to get a lure all the way down with less drag and direct connect and you know, 30-pound Power Pro more than strong enough for anything you're attacking on the bottom.
Right on. You know, a lot of times, you know, folks don't realize that, you know, braid in a straight pull breaks so much higher than its stated strength, right? So 20-pound line, I've tested it pretty extensively, usually breaks in a straight pull about 38 to 41 pounds. You know, if you're using a reel that puts out 23 pounds of drag on its best day, you can have that thing locked and be fine. But really what you spoke to before about, you know, that thin diameter, that's really critical because you're keeping that jig as vertical as you can in the water, the least water resistance as possible. You know, a lot of times what I think about is, you know, if you took that whole string of line that you have in the water, wove it into a little square, the smaller that square, the less water influence it's going to have, and you're going to be able to be up and down a lot better.
And what's the rod like?
The rod's a really parabolic rod. Usually you're looking at something that's about, you know, 6 foot to about 6 foot eight, give or take. The rods that I use are the Shimano Game Type Slow Jays. They're about 6 foot six. And it's kind of counterintuitive, but you're not matching the rod to the size of the fish that you're looking to catch. You're actually matching the rod to the size of the jig that you're looking to work. So they work different weight jigs, different recoil levels that they have on them.
And then as far as our depths here maybe aren't, you were not, well, we could fish at 1,100 feet. But
sure can.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but 20 pound, I mean, is that going to be enough to pull stuff from 1,000 feet?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've landed, you know, from depths, 30, 40 pound groupers from, you know, 800 feet off of structure.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about leader? You putting any leader on?
Of course, yeah. So I use about a 15-foot shock leader on there, always fluorocarbon. Kind of the most weight that I use is usually about a 50-pound. That's kind of my primary what I use. If I'm fishing for bigger stuff, I'll bump it up to 60, occasionally 80-pound. If it's, you know, when I was fishing down in Panama for, like, Kubaras and stuff like that, you know, bump it up to 80. But, yeah, you keep it – that's your abrasion resistance, right? And a lot of folks, you know, they talk about, well, how if you're in the structure, how's that braid, you know, going to deal with the abrasion? Well, if I get 15 feet and that fish has got me into the structure, I've already lost.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. You got to think of it that way. But out here, from what I hear, the basalt rock out real deep is sharp, you know, so you might have to use a little bit thicker leader, but you can still use that thinner diameter braid. Yeah.
Why the rod difference? You know, the Type J rods are so much different than a traditional fast tapered West Coast rod that we're used to. What's the advantage that that's providing?
The advantage is it's going to be able to work the jig, right? So the slow pitch rods are really a one trick pony. They're really just designed to impart an action on the jig. You're fighting the fish off of the reel. So, you know, that rod is really going to be, it's very parabolic. It's got a very slow, even recoil, and it works that jig properly in the water. And when you match it to the right weight of the jig, that's when you get the best action.
So what you're fishing, let's say you're fishing 1,100 feet. How big of a jig are you fishing?
It's going to be current dependent. If I'm in 1,100 feet, I'd probably start out with about a 500-gram jig on 20-pound braid. And see
wow.
what it, yeah. But the really the key is trying to pitch that jig up current. So if you're drifting your boat, you know, one direction, you pitch up current. So as that boat drifts, your line will meet up. So you get the most bottom time possible.
What if you're fishing shallow, like 400 feet?
If I'm fishing there,
yeah, real shallow.
Real
yeah.
shallow.
Yeah, right.
I'm fishing,
yeah, right on the beach there.
Yeah, if I'm fishing on the beach in 300, which actually in South Florida, you can throw a rock and almost get 300 feet. But I'll just start out with about a 300-gram jig, and then I'll kind of work from there.
Okay.
So usually my way, when I get to a spot, I have a jig that I know how that's going to react in the water. And based on how that jig reacts, I adjust accordingly. If it scopes out really fast, I know I have to go heavier or a longer, skinnier jig. If it doesn't scope out and it kind of sinks rockets down, I'll maybe go to something a little bit lighter, a little fatter, so it flutters a bit more.
When you see guys jigging, they're like jigging up and down. That's a lot of work, huh?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to do that.
Well, it's with the slow pitch stuff, the technology of the rods, if you use the proper technique, it's really easy on the angler. You know, you can fish it all day long. I mean, my setup's 2.5-3 pounds total, you know. I mean, and when you're working the jig, it's really not that bad. The problem is the speed jigging, right? When you're trying to sling those knife jigs through the water, you know, I always make the joke, like, you know, you're doing it at the right speed if you feel like you're about to have a stroke, you know. that's kind of the rhythm that you have. And you know, I haven't missed too many meals, so when you're in that South Florida sauna heat in the summer, you know, it kind of gets old pretty quick.
Yeah.
But that slow pitch, you can do it all day long.
How does the new Shimano gear compared to the old style? And I like Shimano introduced butterfly jigging here decades ago.
Right on.
And how does the new stuff differ from the old stuff?
So the new stuff is a lot more highly specialized. So the old stuff, like the Travala rods that they have, and they still have the Travala series that are out there, they're more of a jack-of-all-trades rod.
Uh-huh.
That you can.
So you could use those?
You could use those, sure. You can put a lot of heat on the fish with those rods. They can really take some serious abuse. These are more of a finesse thing,
uh-huh.
Much more of a precision tool, much more really just dialed into this specific type of fishing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I'll mention, Ricky loaned me his Osea Digger when we went down to Loretto. And, Steve, you got the handle, too. Whoa, what a reel. Holy mackerel.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they're expensive, but, boy, it'll blow your mind how powerful that reel is.
The torque on them is unbelievable, particularly the 4,000. The torque is just unreal.
Yeah.
But where I think it really shines is the gearing. You know, the gearing in them is about, you know, under load, about 25% less to actually crank on fish.
Yeah.
When I started fishing them, because I fished the Yoshas, you know, years ago for a long time, and then when I got into the newer version of the Yoshas, it took me a couple of trips to get used to how easy it was to turn the handle.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually bizarre at first how simple it is to turn the handle under load. So you can get those first critical cranks on fish to get them turned in the right direction.
So this is the kind of stuff you're going to be talking about at your seminar, which is going to come up, what do you think, 11:30 is something
like that?
That's
what we're guessing, yeah.
You're here for the day. You're in the Shimano booth with Matt until 1 o'clock talking about the different systems. And where are you from in Florida?
So I live in Pompano Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you fish right offshore there?
Yeah, we fish off there. I fish a lot in the Gulf, actually, a lot in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Is it much a better grouper fishery over there?
I know.
In the where I live in southeast Florida, it's really high pressure. You know, it's just, like I mentioned before, how deep it gets so fast ashore.
Is that on the Gulf side?
No, I'm on the East Coast side.
Okay.
On the Gulf side, though, it's
shallow for miles.
It's shallow for miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, you know, for us, when we go out on a deep trip there, you know, something where we're fishing 700-800 feet of water in the Gulf, we're 120 miles offshore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, whereas on the East Coast, you're 5 miles offshore.
Yeah. Well, cool. And so this speed jigging, this Shimano jigging system, it certainly caters to what we're doing here with bluefin and stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can beef up your tackle a bit. I think with the slow pitch stuff, I would feel personally comfortable fishing it up to, 100-pound class fish, 150-pound class fish. But once you get over that, it kind of turns into a different animal.
Okay.
Depending on the boat that you're on. I think it really caters better to the private boats, for the bigger fish anyway. But on the head boats that y'all have out here, I think you do really well, especially on the rockfish, things like that.
I'm just having a hard time grasping 20-pound test fishing that deep and that big a fish, but it works, huh?
It works.
Yeah, certainly you're going to get down there fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if there's current and stuff. You guys have a lot more current, I think, than we do here.
Yeah, we have to deal with the Gulf Stream.
Yeah.
So we have two primary currents in Florida. We've got the Gulf Stream on the east side, and then on the Gulf side, we've got a loop current, which actually is what forms the Gulf Stream coming up the east. So depending on where that current shifts, we could be in 4.5-5 knots of current sometimes, and oftentimes we'll have what we see as two-layer currents out there. So the top of the water will be going one direction, the bottom will be going another direction. Ooh. So you have to deal with that as well.
So you don't fish any heavier than 30 pounds?
Almost never.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, Benny Ortiz, again, come and see the seminar here at Dana Landing about 11:30-ish. Come and see him in the Shimano booth with Matt Towner there and see all the different Shimano. Check out, if you haven't seen that Osea Jigger, pick that thing up.
It's sweet, man.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks
for joining us.
Great. Awesome.
All right. Hey, look who's here. Kevin Nakata is here. Good morning, Kevin. Great to have you. You've got a bunch of stuff going on, huh? Yeah, here at Dana Landing.
Oh, yeah. If you guys were listening to that whole slow-pitch jigging fishing is, Benny and I were talking about that probably about 10 minutes ago. We're both big fans of it. We're basically playing catch-up out here in the West Coast, but yeah. We've been doing it since the April 1st opener in fishing 750 to 1,300 feet with slow-pitch jigs, and it's been wide open. For us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Catching what?
Well, catching Mexican rockfish, so they're not the best and most tastiest, but we're catching giant bocaccio, too. Like, we're catching up to 10-pounders. But, the world record Mexican rockfish is 9 pounds, and we're getting 7.4, 7.5.
Woo!
Wow. Regularly. So
those of you that don't know, this is Wyatt Maxa right here in Dallas. And I think one of the funniest things I saw early in the show is he heard your voice coming out of that box right there, right at the speaker, and he's just like staring at the box. Well, what's my dad's voice coming out of that box there? But that was cool. But
cruiser.
Anyway, if you want to meet Wyatt, there he is. That's right there with Dallas.
He'll shortly be climbing on something.
How old is he now?
He is 16. Months.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Walking around like crazy.
Man. Yeah.
Running all
climbs on everything that you could possibly climb on.
So what do you have here, Kevin?
So we have war baits, Taipan rods, surface sunscreen, and Submission Fishing Company all lined right here.
Right.
Everything's carried in Dana Landing, and we have a lot of product in here. All of it's very popular right now.
All on sale right now?
All on sale. So come down today. It's really a good opportunity to come down. We also have the baits reels here. Great opportunity to get one of those, and it's
that's that little bait casting reel that we were talking about.
Yeah, aluminum,
the
show, right?
All the bar stock aluminum, CNC milled. Yep, it's here. So if you want one, today's your day to really grab.
Can you buy one here today?
Yes, today.
And there's not been a ton of opportunities. We've heard you talk about it. You guys done a great job on social media, but now you come down today, put one in your hand.
Yep.
And get a great deal on it.
Yep. Come down to the dock, and we'll throw it off there. Give it a shot. So we've been doing that a couple times. But we are focusing a lot on slow pitch jigging.
Yeah.
Like we've been really talking about it a lot. It's an amazing technique. People are just not. We haven't really fished it well here, and we carry a jig that's up to 600 grams, and we fish that a lot right now.
Wow,
so you're fishing that in 750 feet regularly, with 20-pound test, 30-pound test braids. So mimic everything that Benny just said. He's spot on. For our fishery, so.
Pretty amazing. For rockfish.
For rockfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40-pound test mono is the lightest you use out here.
No kidding.
Yeah, it works very well, and we're catching bigger fish. This is not a small fish technique. We're catching, like I mentioned, like we did the SD Anglers tournament a couple weeks ago. We took first, second, and fourth. We took pretty much everything. I got first, and it was 22.9 pounds. For three fish.
Wow.
Rockfish.
Rockfish.
Yeah.
Was that from your kayak?
No, from a boat.
That'd be a long paddle.
So a surface sunscreen. We were talking about sunscreen earlier and how important it is to have good stuff. We were talking about Sol sunscreen. What is surface sunscreen?
Surface sunscreen, they're in Oceanside.
Uh-huh.
Local company. They make all the product in the United States, including the packaging. So it's a company that supports local business. And, you know, they make a product that's, in my opinion, one of the most angler-friendly.
Uh-huh.
They make a face stick. They make applications that don't require you to rub it in. They
uh-huh.
have a spray, obviously. But the sticks are really something. So if you're wanting to put zinc on, which is going to have SPF 45, and mm-hmm. it's like cake, basically, to put that on is like a one-time application for maybe 10 hours. That's
wow.
a long time.
Waterproof.
And it's waterproof, and you don't need to rub it in. You just wipe. You just spread it on like deodorant sticks.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
It's good. It keeps you wanting to do it and not have to rub it all over your hands and put your nasty sunscreen hands into the bait well. So they're here. They're basically explaining to people the differences in their product offerings. You can feel it. You can try all the different offerings they have. They have chapstick, too. They have SPF, up to SPF 50 chapstick. So they make great products. We use it all the time. I've been learning slowly and slowly as I get older that I'm starting to get more and more of the spots.
Oh, you just wait.
Yeah, I know. Ron was giving me heck all his morning. Yeah.
Well, you imagine that, a lifetime on the kayak in the sun and having sun issues.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine how that could happen.
Yeah. So I need to start doing it more and more, and everyone should. If you're not already doing it, you should be in the business of doing it. So wearing long sleeve or buffs. So.
Well, thanks, Kevin, for coming by. You'll be here through 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere.
All right. Awesome. Go by and see Kevin, and he's a wealth of knowledge about all kinds of stuff in fishing. Hey, appreciate you coming by. Arnie, our main man here helping out Gary, thanks a lot for all your help. And, of course, Arnie's a big CCA guy, and you've got some information, right?
Yes, I do. June 17th is our San Diego fundraiser.
June 17th.
Yes, it's at Portuguese Hall. It's around 4 to 8 p.m. It's the Apps and Taps.
So much fun we had last year.
We went last year, Pete, you know.
Yeah,
Ricky missed it, but Corey sure wild. He cleaned up that event. It was a great, fun event. We got a live band. We're going to have great food. We got local breweries participating. It's going to be a load of fun, guys. $75 for single admission. It's $1,000 for a VIP table, but you get a lot of spiffs with the VIP table. We have things that we get like... last year we gave Angle tumblers away. There's a lot of goodies that come along with $1,000 table. So,
no,
guys, get 10 of your buddies together, sign up. Go to the CCA website. There's a QR code that you can click on that and take it right to go ahead and pay for the event.
Okay.
And come on down, guys, because it's a load of fun.
Thanks, Arnie.
That's awesome, Arnie.
All right. Yeah. Hey, let's try and sneak in Baja Ben. Is Baja Ben still around? There he is right there. Thanks for coming down, Ben.
Quick question. With all these sales, you know, I'm not a spinning rod guy, but what do you think is the best overall, best price, best bang for your buck for a heavy spinning rod,
Well, I can tell you this, that Penn Slammer 3s are 40% off.
Oh,
That's a good one.
And that's a very solid reel.
Yeah, great reel.
There are definitely better reels out there depending on what you want to do.
But value for the buck, Slammer 3 is awesome.
Yeah. It really depends what you're looking to do. I mean,
but they're 40% off.
40% off.
Steve, why?
A heavy popper rod, you know?
Yeah.
That heavy popper rod, and
boat.
It's just not something that's used all the time, so I don't want to spend $700 on a rod, you know what I'm saying? I just want something that will do it, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, you can have
and remember, you get free Spectra the whole nine yards. I mean, at that price, that is a perfect spinning reel to see how you get used to it.
Cool. There you go.
What up with the kid clothes?
Yeah, what is up with the kids' clothes?
Yeah. You have kids' clothes?
I know there's some really good deals at Salty Crew next door. So
yeah, they have a bunch of kids.
And I know that they've got some kid sizes. That would probably be your best bet.
AFCO has a huge display out there of samples, and I know there's kids out there.
Oh,
Ben.
Yeah.
I saw Ben and I rated it already.
I saw Ben rocking through with a new sweatshirt, a Reaper sweatshirt from there. So
you better go check it out.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming. Buddy. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's winning all these killer prizes and more about the summer kickoff sale. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out, giving away all kinds of killer prizes.
Steve
here.
Steve did a drawing right at the break there.
Yep, so our winners, three of which for the stand-up microphone questions. First off, that great OCT jig. Congratulations to Dennis from Linda Vista. Next up, that awesome, beautiful, handmade Anza skinning knife. That's going to Ed from San Diego. And the big winner of that killer rinse-off kit, Mo from Vista.
The luckiest guy I know.
Mo, you got it going on, buddy. Some great prizes. Congratulations to everybody. And what an awesome day you guys put together here, Steve. So much cool stuff. Such killer deals in the shop. Today is going to be an awesome, awesome
it
day.
It is. And I want to thank Bill Lippis for his hard work here. Let's give Bill a heck of a hand. He always comes out here and does a fantastic
smooth
job.
Smooth sailing, as always.
Yeah. And Christian back in the studio there did a fantastic job. Sure want to thank them, and of course Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Now give us the rundown once again, Steve, on the big sale today.
You know, I mean, we've said it. It's 2-for-1, all lures, hooks, everything, 20% off clothes, 20% off rods, 20% off Yeti.
20% off Yeti?
Yeah, all drink. I mean,
all the drink stuff and the coolers.
20% off all that stuff. We do carry
Yeti.
You're not
supposed to drink that.
You misheard him. He said 20% off all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Exactly.
But, you know, I already said the 2-for-1 flat falls, you know, the Nomad Flyers. Anyways, there's deals on everything. 10% off rods and free Spectres. I can't miss.
No. Flat falls are buy one, get one.
Get one free. What did I say? 2-for-1?
You said 2-for-1 on everything else. All that other hooks and jigs. Yeah. I was going to say.
But anyways,
40% off those slammers. This is huge.
Yeah. Everything is for sale. Most everything. Again, all the manufacturer here with specials going on as well. Great time.
And you've extended now all the booze and everything will be here till 1 o'clock, but you've extended the sale prices till 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Which is a sweet deal.
Awesome.
What about fluorocarbon? Did we talk about fluorocarbon?
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing on fluorocarbon.
Yeah. There's some deals there. Yep. Yeah, line and stuff like that. But if you buy a reel, you get the free
Spectra. I mean, that's the kicker for me. Yeah. To get 10% off a reel going into what likely is going to be
like
one of the busiest bluefin seasons we got. That's across the board. And, I mean, you could easily have – that could easily be an extra $200 worth of free goods just on the Spectra.
All right. So how do we find Dana Landis?
Come on down to Dana Lane. We're next to the launch ramp here at Mission Bay across from SeaWorld next to Fastlane. And as you get close, you'll see it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cars and everything.
It's right next to the launch ramp, right across from SeaWorld.
Come on down and see us.
See, Fastlane is right there. They've got some great deals. And, of course, Dana Lane has got a ton of deals and a lot of good people standing here. Hey, thanks for listening today. Rick and I will be back in the world headquarters tomorrow morning with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja Z-Scape. That's going to be a fun show. Talking Baja fishing. Steve's going there like in a couple of
weeks. Be there Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah. So
nice.
You'll have to listen to John and see what's going on. See you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.